It's time for the most epic weekend of the year. Saturday, June 18th, it's the Corolla Family Barbecue 2022. Head over to Corolla Drinks to be the first to get your tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue. This year, headlined by the band Lit. Your ticket includes booze, barbecue, bands, and of course, time to hang out with the Corolla family, all the lackeys, and some of your favorite friends and comedians on the show. Don't wait to buy tickets to this event, because it will sell out. Winecase Club members are automatically guaranteed tickets. And if you're in the mood to make a weekend out of it, join Lynette and all your favorite lackeys for the Mangria Bar Crawl Los Angeles the night before the barbecue. All tickets and information can be found online at CorollaDrinks.com.
This is Walk-In's Welcome with Bridget Fettesy.
I love hearing people's stories of resilience and grit. This is why I created this podcast.
We are very excited to welcome Jim Gaffigan,
Yasmin Mohammed,
Glenn Beck, Tim Dillon,
Abigail Schreier,
Jeff Garland,
Ayan Hirsi Ali,
Sam Harris,
Heather Hying,
Jonah Goldberg,
Ben Shapiro,
Glenn Greenwald,
Sarah Shahi,
Colin Quinn.
If there's a culture of victimhood, then let's tell stories of grit and survival.
Subscribe and listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we talk a little bit about how the media protects politicians so they don't have to adjust course because they know things are not going to be very challenging. Speaking of politicians, Dr. Oz is running for office now. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the California leisure culture around Tiki.
First, there's LifeLock. If you use the same password on multiple accounts, beware of credential stuffing. That's when cybercriminals get your username and password off the dark web and try to gain access to your accounts and steal your private information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet in an instant. Cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on. Doctor's board for he's certifications.
Certifications.
What's going on, man?
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff I'm thinking about, but I wanted to bring up something you and I actually had talked about because I thought it was just so interesting. So I watched your Daily Wire show. Excellent.
Oh, you did.
Well done.
Which one did you watch?
I watched the first one so far. I'm going to watch some more of them. The subscribing process over there is weird.
It is.
Yeah. First I signed up as sort of, I don't know, something like it ended up being sort of a read-only thing. And then I went up the scale and needed another level. So if you want to see Adam's show, you got to go to the full Monty. You got to get the full subscription.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah. But he, when you brought up Tiki, I'm obsessed about this. You brought up that Tiki is a thing, and in California particularly.
Well, now, did I bring it up or was it on a ball?
It was on the ball. It was on the ball.
So
yeah.
Get clear.
Yeah. So Adam does his thing where he picks up, you know, Leno picks the balls out of the container, which he seemed to not mix up every time he went.
He didn't spin it. He just reached in.
Which was funny. To me, I thought that was funny. But you brought up Tiki, and it just was such an interesting topic to me because for you and me in our youth, Tiki was the sign of all things leisure, right? It was all things good and leisure, and I think we'd gotten obsessed with Hawaii since probably Pearl Harbor or something, and it all came over here in the form of restaurants and bars. And I thought it was said sort of swept the nation because it comes up on the Brady Bunch, it comes up on Gilligan's Island. You know, it's sort of a theme that was out there.
Well, a lot of people out in Southern California would build themselves a tiki bar out by the swimming pool,
which meant sort of a bamboo front. Let me see if I get it right. Bamboo front. Yeah. And maybe a thatch roof with bamboo holding the roof up.
Kind of like palm fronty roofy.
Yeah.
Saw
a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of those. And you'd serve your drinks in a coconut or something with a face on it, like a carved face on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was the highest level of cool. You brought up to me that it was something that went with the sort of movie star lounging at the poolside, which is kind of interesting to me.
Well, you know, whenever they do those Life magazine spreads on the starlit.
People don't know
husband.
What you're talking about. Back in the day, they would do these spreads on people in Life magazine. It was a magazine called Life.
Well, I said Life magazine spread.
I'm just saying.
You clarifying that by emphasizing the word spread doesn't really add clarity.
All right. Okay.
All right. I think people listening know what a spread in a magazine
is.
Okay. All right. Anyway. And they probably heard of Life magazine.
Yeah.
They would do a spread. True. They would do a spread on celebrities in Life magazine.
Yes.
I don't think you need to underscore it anymore.
Okay.
All right, they would be lounging by the pool.
Yep.
That's where they would do it. They don't do those spreads. They do the woman is inside. Maybe she's in the kitchen now. Maybe they're in the living room, but they're not lounging by the pool.
No,
like they would do.
No, if you are looking at something in the house, it's look at the design that this couple or person put together, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they've executed here.
Yeah, there was a little emphasis on leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Which we do a different take on leisure now. We have sort of active leisure, like, oh, the family's going snowboarding or the family is traveling somewhere and doing something, you know, or cooking for this event or something, or, you know, maybe shooting basketball hoops in the half court in the backyard. But they don't do the leisure. The idea was you had a martini, you were by the pool. You're sort of luxuriating.
And I'm thinking, even if you're showing – I'm just thinking about like, well, Mark Zuckerberg to me is the counter example. Like that's the guy that would have been by the pool in 1968, 69. Now he's on a jet surfboard with weird zinc oxide all over his face.
Yeah. Well, the point is he's actively doing something that you – might aspire to do that you couldn't afford to do,
right?
But he's active in it because
right.
we don't want to see people laying around anymore.
Right. That's offensive. That's Don Draper.
Well, if you're rich and you're climbing a mountain or on a hover wakeboard, then you're rich, but you're moving. You're doing something.
Mm.
By the pool, not only was you being rich and not doing anything, but – you know, oftentimes they had the butler, the maid bringing you the drinks, you know, out poolside. You know, that just wouldn't fly
right
today.
Well, isn't it interesting that leisure has a whole different kind of connotation now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people strive to leisure. I don't think.
No, as a matter of fact, the sort of leisure – and that's not even the right word, but it's almost become the realm of the poor. So laying around, watching TV, laying around, playing video games.
Right, not having something to do.
Leisure
has become, I would say leisure today has become travel.
Right.
Right? And
right.
then travel is sort of environments and then activities.
Yeah, and with some sort of emphasis on helping something, seeing the indigenous people.
Oh, that's your life spread.
It's your messaging.
Yeah, that's what you want to show people. So you're going to show people, let's get the Jordan Harbinger show out there, everybody. Get Jordan Harbinger a listen. It's a different episodes are great. He talked to Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter. Go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. If you're a fan of fascinating podcasts with interesting people, as we are, you should definitely check out Jordan. Not only are his guests interesting, he, of course, is interesting. He's got a law and business degree. Am I getting that right? And he speaks like five languages, and he's been kidnapped a couple of times. He's got a crazy life experience and talked to a lot of interesting people and has a lot of interesting questions. And you will always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to produce productivity or slight mindset tweaks that change how you see the world. We enjoy it. You will too. Search the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, get the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. So I put a I had a clip sent over to Matt, I think, by Chris.
You want to give me a few more minutes? The audio is pretty tough. I'm trying to see if I can source a different, clearer version.
Oh,
or we can play yours. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm working on it.
Oh, you're looking for it.
I got something short to talk about, I think.
How's mine sound?
Not very good. That's why I'm looking for a better one.
Oh, okay.
It's just because you're in a big room.
Yeah, okay. You know. Mm-hmm.
So you see my friend Dr. Oz is going to run for Senate in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know.
Good, right?
Good, yeah.
Good.
Good, smart people doing stuff. Politicians, the trend for me in politicians is batty chicks. Now just saying crazy things. That's kind of what I've gleaned from the last decade.
On both
decade.
Sides, right?
More so to the left, but more so to the left because they put a real emphasis on let's get a woman in a position of let's get a woman of color, let's get the first, you know, indigenous woman, whatever. It's like, yeah, it's all good, but if they're dingbats, then it's not so good.
Dingbats where we need to bring back. None of dingbats.
Well, I mean, Kamala
days.
Harris is a dingbat, or there's something wrong with her, or something.
Yeah,
is there like a personality disorder? She doesn't answer questions.
It feels like she's hiding something, doesn't it?
She doesn't really track correctly,
right?
You know, and also
it feels evasive. It feels like she's evading something.
She also has this thing that, you know, nobody really wants to talk about, but I will.
Ooh, what is it?
Which is, if you are the first woman of color, blah, 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 or you can check enough of those intersectional boxes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the first transgender woman of color, you know, to LGBT, you know, to trans. You get enough of those, it offers a certain level of protection for you.
Sure.
So when you are a politician and you feel like you're offered a certain level of protection, then you don't have that sort of predators in the wild kind of thing.
Well, like it's your old story about competition.
Yeah.
Really, at its core, there's no competition.
Well, look, if you're a middle-aged heterosexual white guy and you're going to show up and do an interview, you better be ready to answer some questions.
Yeah.
You're not offered any natural protection.
Right.
By being the first woman of color to ever be the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that comes a sort of – I always picture lions sleeping in the middle of the Serengeti. Like they just lay on the fucking grass and they go to bed in the middle of the day. They're not looking over their shoulder. They have a – gazelle don't do that.
Right.
They run. Yeah. You know, it's like there's a certain level of protection. So – when Kamala Harris is the first woman of, you know, she was told that we are looking for a woman of color to fill this position. It's going to be historical. Well, now she goes in to sit down with Lester Holt and she feels like, okay, I'm protected. And then Lester Holt says, you're the border czar. Yeah. You been to the border? What? You know what I mean? Like, she's like a little confused.
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking me this? And then he goes, been to the border? And she's like, yeah, I've been to the border. We've been to the border. And then she sits back again and he goes, so you've been to the border? And she's like, I don't get what's going on here.
Yeah.
She literally is like, I don't get what you're asking. Now, that's a level.
That's smug, right?
Well, it's smug, but it's born of something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like somebody saying, hey, your dad runs the academy and you're his kid. And you're going to come in and take the test. But your dad runs the place.
Mm.
Do you study? You know, and then she sits down and the instructor goes, hey, I'm going to need you to tell me about the Civil War. And the guy goes, like, no, just
move along.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, push it through.
By the way, you're going to get fired before I get expelled from this school.
Well, that's kind of an interesting layer on all that, too. Is that, do you think that's what she's thinking?
Well, she obviously, look, she's not a dumb person per se, although she the fact that you're made the border czar, that you're going to sit down and have an interview, that the first thing out of the person's mouth is, have you been to the border? Which any politician or any human being would expect ask, and then your answer is, yeah.
I find it really bizarre.
And you need to know that the person knows you've never been to the border. You know you've never been to the border, but you just go, yeah, anyway, next question. Yeah. And then the person follows up and goes, you've been to the border? It was a bizarre and very telling exchange. She was like, I don't even know what you're asking.
Yeah.
So she feels protection,
yeah,
is what I'm saying. And when you get people, I don't care if it's – look, it doesn't need to be the vice president of the United States. You could have an employee. And that employee go, I'm the first trans, bisexual, black, indigenous, whatever, Corolla Digital. And then you'd come in and you'd go, this place is a mess. I thought you were in charge of cleaning stuff. What are you going to do, fire me? Well, that's going to be an issue. I mean, how on top of the hustle would that person be? You're not bringing that out in them.
Right. You're not being critical of someone. You're just saying that's just a natural phenomenon given the circumstances.
It's a natural phenomenon when you say, we are hiring you because you are this, not because you're qualified.
Right. But what's weird to me about Harris, she's been the Attorney General of the state of California. She's been the Senate. Why does she seem like she didn't learn any? It's weird. There has to be a perception problem. I can't believe that she's not more capable than that she appears right now. Seems weird to me. She's been an incredible. She has to have learned something in those positions. Right?
I'm kind of with you. It's vexing.
It's vexing.
The vexing part is the vexing part is. She doesn't want to go to the border. She doesn't want photo ops of her and kids in cages and chaos and everything.
Potentially a good thing. Like she's not pulling with the propaganda. Okay, good. Now what are we going to do about it?
No, not good. If you're the border czar, you should probably go to the fucking border.
I agree you should.
The point is she's – the curious part to me is why she's not prepared for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
So the answer would be, no, I've never been to the border, but I have. I'm in contact with the DEA and the FPC and the TDA and the FBI, and we're talking to these people on a daily basis. I get accounts every day.
Well, maybe she's never been subjected to any tough interviews. Is that possible?
That's what she seems like.
That's what it seems like, right? And maybe that's what makes it seem so fishy. She just doesn't answer questions. That should be answered very thoroughly.
Her border answer, as the border czar, was, we've been to the border.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Lester Holt's like, you've not been to the border. Her next one was, well, I've not been to Europe either.
Huh? It's like that.
Right, but you're not the Europe czar.
Right.
And then her next one was, I don't know what this is. I'm confused. I don't know what this is.
Right.
Those are three nutty non-answers to have you been to the border.
Yes, that's right. And that's is vexing. It feels like someone who's never been subjected to questions.
Yes,
before.
That's what it feels like because she has the protection but we've decided to give her because we put so much of an emphasis on this is historic. We have a woman of color, blah, blah, blah.
I get now that protection, but
it's been around for.
I'm shocked that she got it as a senator and as an AG. That seems weird to me, especially as an AG.
Well, how fast do the women of color fall back on this is a racist attack if you ask them about anything?
Yeah,
that's what they do.
But do you think that's what she's been doing all along? I just don't know. I just, you know what I mean?
I would assume this is a climate that she sort of came up in.
Well, let me go back to my friend Mehmet Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately he gets attacked.
He does?
Oh my God, are they attacking him?
I didn't.
He pushes whack job ideas, and he's a witch doctor. Dude was the chief of the Department of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. That is the highest of the highest standing amongst physicians. This is 12 years.
How long? Higher than Dr. Jill Biden?
Higher than Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden.
All right. We got to look into that.
To get there, it would have been at least 8 years after medical school of surgical training, maybe 10,
mm-hmm.
and then years of struggling to get to the chief position because he was doing so many operations a day. And having great outcomes and doing more difficult cases. And then he did a talk show that was successful. Guys, you ever met him?
No.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Literally nice. And he speaks Turkish fluently and he's got great kids. His wife is great.
Look what they did with Ben Carson.
I know.
He's a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
Turned him into a buffoon.
Yeah.
They love that. That's what they do. It's heart surgeon, brain. The guy's literally a brain surgeon. Like, this is buffoon lacking. Look at him. What's he doing?
I don't understand why there's not a stronger pushback on that stuff.
People don't.
Because it's disgusting and insulting.
No, what the media does is Ben Carson and Dr. Oz are buffoons.
Yeah.
Jill Biden, now that's someone we should listen to. They're all doctors. The difference between them, that's all the media. That's what the media does. You have one fake doctor, non-physician. You have another one who's celebrated physician, and the media will decide who the sort of buffoon is. And who and who should be heralded. Their rivals should
disgusting.
Be heralded.
That's
what they do. But it's not the media's fault. It's all the idiots who listen.
Here's
fault.
The other thing. He came out as a conservative, which I didn't know he was a conservative.
Well, that's,
and
now,
that's where
now
he's in trouble.
Doomed.
Yeah,
now
he's doomed.
Doomed.
Already they've taken his TV show off the air in two markets.
Well,
New York being one of them.
But I think that's a competition. I think that's a advertisement thing. I don't think it's for those reasons.
Meaning,
the explanation I got is you have to give equal time to whoever that's a platform you're running for.
Well, why do only New York pull him down?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's weird, right?
Well, and it was New York and something.
Because that was the same, maybe.
I don't know. Gary can look at it.
I happen to know. I read the article. Okay. It's because certain Philly TV stations can be picked up in New York.
Philly station. So why did they take it down in New York? They took it off the air in New York. I mean, certain New York stations get picked up in Philly.
Correct. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Yes. They're concerned about equal airtime. You know,
they get picked up in Pennsylvania somewhere because it's just across New Jersey.
Correct. So, yeah. Anywhere that he has constituents would be
the
concern.
All right.
All right. So
there's a reason.
Your conspiracy theory.
All right. There's a reason. All right. Good. I acquiesce. If there's an explanation, beautiful. Fine.
Yeah, but anyway, he will. If he came out as a conservative, then he's going to be in trouble.
Oh, it was, I was surprised he did that. I didn't know. I knew his wife's conservative. I didn't know he was.
Well, maybe he's not dumb. Maybe he's figured out which way the fucking wind is blowing.
Yeah, he's not dumb. That's for sure.
All right, let me tell you guys about Cameo. Want to find the perfect personalized gift to genuinely wow someone? Cameo lets you surprise loved ones with a personalized video message from their favorite stars. I've been on Cameo for a little while.
Me too. I love doing it.
The greatest was Damashek got a Cameo for Yastrzemski. Was it Carl Yastrzemski?
Wow.
I think so. Anyway.
I think he died a while ago.
Oh, now
he was a son or something. I'm looking it up.
I gotta work this one out. Right. But anyway, he broke it.
That's pretty cool.
To Bill Simmons that he was cut from the Fantasy Football League via Cameo, which is awesome. All right. Cameo also lets you connect with tens of thousands of entertainers. You got Snoop Dogg, Floyd Mayweather, Chris Tucker on there, Hasselhoff. Caitlyn Jenner, Tony Hawk, Ice Cube, many, many more.
No, he's 82.
Yeah.
Still around.
Well,
amazing.
Well, Drew's wrong about a fact.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, shocking.
You're on quite a roll, son. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you get 100% personalized videos from the stars in as little as 24 hours. It's Cameo, right, Matt?
Check out Cameo. Request personalized videos from your favorite stars now at cameo.com/ADS. Gift a Cameo and wow someone you love. Go to cameo.com/ADS. That's cameo.com/ADS.
Oh, it's Fred Lynn who he did it. Another Boston great. Yes, it was Fred Lynn who was on Cameo.
The reason I was thinking of is his grandson is a major league player with the Red Sox and then the Mariners. And I always, for some reason, thought that he was not around, but he is good.
All right, I got a clip that I brought in. The audio's a little rough because I now just record things straight from the TV set. It doesn't work out too good, but I've had too many times where I watch CNN, I watch Fox, I watch something on a Monday night, and then I come in here Tuesday morning, I go, well, 8 o'clock last night, CNN, and it's like, that's not there.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is. Huh. I don't blame my guys, but it's weird. I just go, CNN. Just go to the website.
For this particular instance?
Yeah.
We record every show that's on CNN, but we can only really record the shows that are recurring, and what you saw was a coronavirus town hall special.
Mm.
So we hadn't had that set to record, so that's why we don't have it.
Well, we'll take a quick break, and I'll play you this clip right after this. Anyway, I just recorded my TV set. This shrew, this Asian lady doctor who's always on CNN and, you know, giving us, first off, the new variant, Omicron, whatever it is.
Omicron.
How uninterested is the public in this? I've not heard any talk about it. I've never heard anything. I hear is CNN talking about it.
I'm very happy.
Nobody else has said a word.
Well, they made some very significant attempts to panic people. The print and CNN really went after
it. And Fauci, Biden, this broad, everyone else.
Biden's been good.
No. But Biden does we're very concerned. Yeah. It's not time to panic.
Yeah,
by the way, it's never time to panic if you're the leader of the free world. It's never time to panic. But
I agree with you.
It is time to be very concerned. But first off, you're not saying anything. And, you know, Fauci going, we don't know, but we're concerned, but we don't know, but we're concerned. So just play it safe.
That's not good.
They're preaching fear. They interviewed the woman who found it in South Africa. Yeah. They said it's very mild.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
But that's not the news we get. No. Anyway, now CNN's got to do a town hall on this variant that seems to be very mild. And they have this Asian physician. There's this chick, and then they put their big pumpkin head guy with the glasses and the bow tie on. They're always just preaching doom and gloom. And anyway, you can play it.
Once they come back, and also to get a test 3 days to 5 days after they get back, just for that additional peace of mind.
I mean, isn't the thing where if you have small children at home, you do need to take extra precautions that other people might not need?
I mean, you got to put a bubble around them, essentially. And that in some ways, that's the philosophical.
All right. You need to put a bubble around small kids?
What?
It's not doing anything to kids. How many fucking times do we have to hit you over the head with the motherfucking evidence? It doesn't affect kids. It doesn't do anything to kids.
Why would he say that?
I told you the fucking aid. Fuck, who is that? Dr. Sanjay Gupta?
Yes.
Didn't you just get fucking spanked 10 minutes ago, you fucking fraud?
By Rogan.
Can somebody raise their hand and just go, what's all the kid talk?
Yes.
I told you, Drew.
Yes, you did.
I told you.
From the beginning.
Ignore the elderly, focus on the kids, scare the fucking moms, and let's get this thing rolling.
Yep.
Kids. Show me the data for the kids.
Water, Omicron.
Yes.
Hydration, Omicron. Freak the moms out.
Kids.
Yeah.
They got to build a bubble around the kids. No. Well, what about the people that have young children? It doesn't do anything to young children. I don't know. What about the families that have pets? What about them?
Yeah.
Should we find another group? What about families that have tea kettles? If it doesn't affect them, it doesn't do anything to kids.
Yes.
Can we please glean at least that two years in?
Yeah.
Are we still worried about building a bubble around the kids?
And all their where they point at countries that did lockdowns, all of them kept their schools open the whole time. No one would dream of locking down schools.
Play that again.
I will. Also, I want to...
kids.
I'm interested if either of you have thoughts on the fact that they're changing the branding back. If you look at what it's called, it's a town hall on coronavirus.
Oh, right.
Meaning what? Not Omicron anymore.
Right.
Nor COVID. When was the last time you heard someone say coronavirus?
What's Andy... that's right. What's Anderson Cooper's job? Does he gather news? Was he like, but what about the people with the kids? Oh, yeah.
That's we haven't talked about Cuomo.
Sanjay Gupta, are you a fucking doctor or just a full bought out fucking fraud?
Well, Sanjay never practiced general medicine.
Well, then read a fucking newspaper.
Yeah.
I just played again. Sorry. Makes me angry.
Once they come back, and also to get a test 3 days to 5 days after they get back, just for that additional peace of mind.
I mean, this is the thing where if you have small children at home, you do need to take extra precautions that other people might not need.
I mean, you got to put a bubble around them, essentially. And that, in some ways, that's the philosophical component of herd immunity. You want a lot of...
All right, you can stop. Do we have... What do you have to do differently if you have small kids at home?
Nothing.
What shall we do?
Have them play outside, most importantly. Let them run.
Yeah, got to do something new. Are you a news organization? Do you do news? I mean, what's going on? There's nothing going on with kids. Just almost, I would say literally nothing. Like statistically nothing.
But you know how news is produced now, right?
No, listen.
You know how.
We have a bunch of dumb moms watching. Scare them. Get to them. Yep. You got to go through the kids. Yep. Go through the kids. Shut the schools. Scare the fucking moms.
But where's that coming from? Where is that? How does that become the sort of the theme at CNN? It's 24-year-old producers that want to kind of cut a, you know.
Yes.
You know, impress the bosses.
All right. Let me hit concrete here. Bodies need creatine to function properly.
I use creatine.
Yeah. I use creatine, by the way. Do you take creatine? You take it before you work out?
Ideally. Before.
Before you work out.
No, you actually can take it every day if you want. There's different theories about that. But yes, very effective for your workout. Improves muscle performance.
It's an amazing molecule that provides the benefits of creatine. The concrete is that way. Without the negative side effects of poorly absorbed creatines from the past, like water retention, bloating, cramps, diarrhea, concrete's inventor tested it all on himself and immediately began seeing improvements in his athletic performance, cognitive abilities, and overall health. So he patented it. That's good. That's an American. Concrete is the gift of better health, focus, fitness, and immunity this holiday season. It's a perfect stocking stuffer because it's a small container, but you get, 40-something servings out of it. I was just reading it this morning. Hmm. Anyway, perfect stocking stuffer. It's available at Walmart, walmart.com as well. Am I right, Matt?
You are right. Enter to win a free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 gift card. Take better control of your health, both body and mind. Get concrete into your life today. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast. Available now at Walmart and walmart.com. Concrete is truly changing the fitness and health game. Go to con-crete.com/podcast.
All right. What else are you thinking
about? It's really interesting.
Hold on. You have Sanjay Gupta, doctor. You have Dragon Lady, infectious disease, expert doctor. And you have Anderson Cooper, celebrated journalist, yeah. Celebrated journalist. The three of them don't know this doesn't affect kids 2 years in?
Yes, of course.
Do they not know it affects kids or doesn't affect kids? Got to build a bubble around. You got to act differently. You got different protocols. You have kids. What are we talking about? Let's be specific. How many kids died? Who's in danger?
Do you know how many kids died who didn't have pre-existing conditions?
12.
20.
Yeah. It's nothing. It doesn't exist with kids. That's the point. Why are they so – here's my whole point. Why since Jump Street? Why since the word go were they totally focused on kids and not focused on the elderly? You cannot panic moms with the elderly.
Right. Secondhand smoke. HIV is a...
Your wife, she worried about her parents or grandparents?
No.
Is she worried about her kids?
Of course.
Well, they've just done the math, haven't we? Now, on CNN, they want to worry your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do? Focus on the grandparents? No good. Focus on the kids. Now we got them.
Yuck.
It's yuck, right?
I haven't heard your thoughts on Chris Cuomo's little transgressions.
He's just, I don't know. He's doing – the good news is he's just doing what he's doing to try to protect his brother. The bad news is welcome to news, everyone.
This is what they'll do.
This is how they work.
Yeah.
They sit there and look, he's the guy who staged this whole coming out of quarantine thing when he was out of quarantine a day earlier getting yelled at by some guy on a bicycle. And he staged this whole of coming up the stairs. I finally left my quarantine. Just don't expect anything more. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But, what's interesting to me is that the reason they're so smug and the reason they feel that they are sort of the harbingers of truth and everyone else is sort of beneath them is they fashion themselves journalists.
Right.
And they hold themselves to the highest standards of journalism and intellectualism. And yet the reality is they don't.
Right.
And that's kind of interesting to me that all day long they're sort of violating journalistic integrity and now even in backdoor situations, they're violating it even more egregiously. Maybe they ought to reconsider what they are.
I think that's gonna come down the pike.
Do you think? Because I really wonder what it's gonna take.
Let's put it to you this way. whatever the Omicron variant or whatever it is, you know, CNN dove headfirst into this.
Yep.
I don't see America listening at all. Well, that just means no one gives a fuck about what CNN has to say.
I think that's true. However, it's where the smug comes from.
Yes.
It's a lot of the smug, which is, mm-hmm. oh, no, we're held to a higher standard. You understand? Mm-hmm. We're the intellectuals. We're the journalists. And yet they are not maintaining the actual privilege that they're claiming.
You can do that for a while.
Yeah.
You just can't do it for an extended period.
Well, you're thinking about it in terms of being able to maintain an audience. I'm thinking about it being able to maintain the high ground. They've got. Mm-hmm. They can't maintain it.
Right.
They're not on the high ground. They're claiming it, but they have no business getting near it. LifeLock, everybody, if you use the same password on multiple accounts, beware of credential stuffing. It's called. That's when cyber criminals get your username and password off the dark web, and try to gain access to your accounts and steal your private information. You need to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Because every day we are putting our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals can harm your finances, credit. Good thing we've got LifeLock. Makes it safer for us to be out there where it's risky, where we like the convenience, and we certainly do it. But LifeLock will help you detect a wide range of identity threats. Let's say your social security number is for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been compromised, they will send you an alert. Good thing we've got LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right. You can check out me at the Bray Improv. Doing a couple of shows there on the 15th of December. TJ Miller, very talented guy. Patrick Warburton's going to join us. We're taping it for the Daily Wire, so you can check that out if you like. And going to Helium Comedy Club in Portland, December 22nd, 23rd. And just go to amcurl.com for all the live stuff. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com for all the pods and DrDrew.tv for the live streaming shows we're doing most days.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
We've got a trailer of our interview with Molly Bloom. She ran infamous underground poker games that were attended by A-listers, mobsters, and eventually landed her in hot water with the FBI and used a lot of the tactics that she taught us here on the show.
I went to L.A., got hired by this guy who said, I need you to serve drinks at my poker game. So I'm like, okay, great. But then Ben Affleck walks in the room and Leo DiCaprio and a politician that was very well recognized. And I had this light bulb moment that I just need to control this game because it has this incredible hold over these people. And then the feds got involved. And 10 days later, I get a call in the middle of the night. You need to come out with your hands up. I walk into my hallway. When my eyes adjusted to the high beam flashlights, I saw 17 FBI agents, semi-automatic weapons pointed at me.
If you want to learn more about building rapport and generating the type of trust that Molly Bloom needed to run her multi-million dollar operation, check out episode 120 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.